Hi, my name is Jill Beatty. My husband, Austin, and my children, Grant and Audrey, we attend New Life Church. And I have been asked by James Parker to share with you some things that I'm going through at the moment, our family is going through at the moment, that I cannot contain my joy and my peace that the Lord has brought me in the middle of this crisis. We're in the middle of a crisis, and I want to share with you exactly what the Lord has been doing for me. So, as we all know, 2020 hit. None of us have been spared from any of the issues that are going on in the world today. So, as business owners, we were hit just as hard as everyone else. But we are blessed that we have been able to survive this as business owners, getting through the year. Then I received some news in early October, some health news on myself. I have a story that I cannot contain the Lord's favor on my life, the Lord's peace, the Lord's joy. So I'm going to title it Ask. I'm going to read a passage. And it's Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened. And the Amplified Bible says, ask and ask again. Seek and continue to seek. Knock and continue to knock. So that's what the Lord has spoken to me about, is I just have to ask, seek, and knock. But I have to continue to ask, continue to seek, and continue to knock. So in early October, I had a very preliminary diagnosis of stage 4 cancer. Nobody knew this. Austin and I were the only ones that knew. That night after the preliminary diagnosis, I sat in the shower and I raised my hands and I said, Lord, this is bigger than me. I'm out of my league. You're going to have to help me. So here I am, completely vulnerable. And I just held up my hands and asked him, Lord, show me a sign. Show me a sign. I need to know you're with me in this. What I didn't know is he was showing, would show me and is still showing me sign after sign after sign that I can't contain the joy and the peace. And I just want to tell everybody about what's going on. So when I cried out, that next Sunday, we went to church. And we were standing there during the song service, and Meredith stopped in between before her last song, and she said, somebody in this congregation has had the worst week of their life. Me. 2 days before preliminary stage 4 diagnosis of cancer. And she said, but the Lord's telling you he's with you. Not to fear. You're going to get through this. I took that for me. Well, the next song she sang was Canvas and Clay. So what the song was, the words that kept going over and over were, he's not finished with me yet. He is not finished with me yet. I took that to heart and completely, and I said, Lord, stage 4, you're not finished with me. There's something in this for me. So I walked away very encouraged. The next Sunday, Meredith has another word in between songs. She said, find your word of authority. So I am driving out in the middle of Tyler at a friend's house, driving to a doctor's appointment. And I picked up a station, a Dallas station. It was Robert Jeffers preaching on Revelation. Well, when you're out in the middle of nowhere, the stations flop back and forth from a local to a regional station. So it went over to music. It was a Christian music. It's okay, fine. I'll listen to Christian music. I didn't even touch it. Well, it kept flipping back and forth. It flipped back to Robert Jeffress for 1 second saying the word temporary. And it flipped back to music. And I went, there's my word of authority. I get an email from my mother-in-law. He's a prayer warrior of prayer warriors. He told her, I'm in his will and that he has complete healing for me, complete. Another sign. So I go to my oncologist, get to the final diagnosis. I find out I do have officially stage 4 colorectal cancer, many, many tumors, many organs. Doctor says it's inoperable. But he's, in my mind, Lord turned that around and said, you can't have surgery. He turned it around and said, you don't have to have surgery. You don't have to have your colon removed. You don't have to have your liver operated on. You don't have to have your ovaries taken out. Instead of you can't, you don't have to. He's going to heal me completely. I don't need surgery. So there was another word from the Lord. One more. I go into the car after this horrible diagnosis, and I'm holding a folder. I go sit down, and I sit in my car, and right on the Texas Oncology logo, there's a star in the middle. There's a ladybug that just lands right on that star. Now, the secular individuals say, oh, that's cute. That's good luck. The spiritual side of me said, no. This is a sign from the Lord that says, you're in the right place. You're at the right oncology team. You're in the right center. You don't need a second opinion. You don't need to go chase doctors all over the United States to find the best doctor for the best cure for the worst diagnosis that you can have. You are right where I want you. So, 2 o'clock the next morning, he wakes me up and says, go look up ladybugs. So, the Lord does approve of Amazon Prime. He said, I want you to look up and I want you to find a metal ladybug. And I want you to find 6 of them. So, he sent me to this. I have 6 ladybugs. They represent my 6 treatments. So, I put them in a pile. After each treatment, I move one from the to be done to the done pile. So now my little symbol from the Lord is ladybugs. I have had numerous individuals text me that the ladybug has landed on them, and they'll send me pictures. And it's people who have had cancer, who have beaten cancer, who are in remission. People are inside buildings who have no way for a ladybug to enter a building, is on their desk. I've had other people who all these people have been touched by cancer, have had a ladybug land on them, and they send me pictures. So to me, that's a winking moment from the Lord that says, my promises are here. My provision is here. Everything is right here. All you need is me. Don't seek out anything else. Chemo number 2 was in the infusion center. I fall asleep, wake up, and there's this card, a greeting card on my tray table just for me. No one else has one but me. And it says, to you from us. And it was a sweet, sweet note of a family who wrote a card to me, who wrote a huge encouraging note and a scripture. I don't know who they are, but nobody else got one that day. But it was an encouraging word to me, another sign from the Lord that all these people he's putting in place to send as ministering angels to me to continue to encourage me. So I asked for a sign. At this point, it's been about 3 weeks and I've gotten about 10. I had a friend, she had a dream. She said, I came into her house with the full armor of God on me. And she's not one that remembers any of her dreams. And so she said, she just woke up crying and she couldn't wait to tell me that she saw me with my full armor on and that everything was going to be fine, and for her to have no fear. After chemo number 2, pain is completely gone. I have no pain. That's just something that's not normal in chemo. The doctors are amazed. After my second treatment, which has been, has now been 5.5 weeks, the doctor called me and said, I have something exciting to tell you. Your cancer tumor markers have dropped 65%. That's a miracle. They were excited. I mean, she called me to tell me they were excited. And this last week, I got another amazing sign. Not many people are eligible for immunotherapy, which is supposed to be a treatment that is almost an immediate cure for cancer. And typically, you might be a genetic, you're not normally a genetic match, but if you are, you're maybe only a genetic match for one. I was meeting with the nurse practitioner. The doctor barged in, just excited, throwing his hands up. Sits down in the chair, raises his feet, he goes, you are a match. You're a match for not just one, but for all of the immunotherapies that are out there. You're a genetic match for every single one of them. The Lord took whatever little tissue sample they had and was able to lab it in a way that they got all that they needed. I don't have to have any more tissue sample tests. And I'm a candidate for almost every immunotherapy out there. So I have been on this journey. When I asked the Lord, I had no idea when I raised up my hands and just said, Lord, I'm turning this over to you. I'm out of my league. This is so much bigger than me. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. I just left it open and I asked. And from that moment of me asking, I have unimaginable peace and joy in the midst of a stage 4 cancer diagnosis that's inoperable. I'm seeing miracles and signs and wonders on me personally, people that are coming to me. And it all started with just asking. Now, I'm in the middle of a battle. I'm in the middle of a battle of my life. That I can't deny. This isn't easy. But my side effects from the chemo have been almost none. None whatsoever. And that's unheard of. So I don't know what to say other than that God is good. He's there. You just have to ask. Keep on asking. You have to seek. Keep on seeking. You have to knock and keep on knocking. He will answer you in the middle of your crisis. I promise.